The Bird Show.
So I got to tell you guys quickly about my my Saturday night. Before I play 40 seconds of either the funniest audio you'll ever hear or the most repulsive audio you will ever hear. And here's how I start this out. All right. I told you guys my best friend John was coming in over the weekend for my son Hayden's dedication to the church. Okay, he's been my best friend. I truly consider this guy my brother. He is family. So John and I went to college together also. We went to elementary school, high school. We were college roommates also. The thing that drove me crazy more than anything else about John is he has got about the worst snoring problem of anybody I had ever heard.
That sucks.
It was awful. I mean, for 3 years there, I couldn't sleep. I was constantly kicking him because our room, our dorm room was so small that his head was practically up to where mine was. And he was snoring so loud, I'd wake up in the middle of the night, I'd kick him, I'd try to turn him over, anything I could to get him to shut up.
That is so annoying.
So
annoying.
There's
nothing worse than waking up to somebody else snoring because you're furious that they are getting great sleep.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Whenever I have, Jessica can always tell when I'm getting sick before I get sick because I snore, and she gets mad at me for that. And I'm like, you can't get mad at me. I'm asleep. She's like, that's why I'm mad.
Exactly.
Because you're sound asleep, and there's a truck driving through our room, and you don't know it. And I'm like, I'm sick.
Of course.
So I forgot how bad the snoring problem was until Saturday night, where Johnny and I and my family go out to Vision on Saturday night. We get our drink on pretty good. And we get home, I guess, about 4 in the morning, and we're raiding the refrigerator and everything. And we turn on SportsCenter, ESPN, about 3:34 in the morning. And we both sit on the couch, all right? And this is so routine. You know, you come home drunk, you eat, and then you crash on the couch until something so loud wakes you up on television.
Right.
Then you go up to your room, right? So I doze off before John does, and I am awakened by a, like you said, a thundering train running through my house.
The Polar Express is in your living room.
It felt like I was going to get phone calls from all the neighbors because the sound was so bad. And drunk snoring is always, I thought, worse than sober snoring. So, again, I'm flashing all back to college because it's just this awful, awful sound. But I forgot how bad it was. So on Sunday, he flies out, and Monday I call him and his wife, and I was relaying the story back to her. I'm like, my God, how do you live with this? It's awful. And I think I've told you guys this before, like the first year that they were married, they spent the night in separate rooms because she didn't know how to handle the snoring. Finally got some breathe right strips, and it started to get a little bit better. But she said the first year that we were married, I couldn't take it. I just couldn't take it. So we spent the first year away from each other. So as we were talking about it, I asked her, because this is a daily thing. Every night, John snores. Every night.
Man.
I asked her if she would record it and then have John MP3 it to me. And she said she would only do it if I could ask listeners what they've done in the same situation and how they got their husbands to stop snoring so badly.
Okay.
So I said, fine, I'll do it. Just send me it because it was so bad. So it worked out perfectly because I guess Monday night, John goes out to happy hour with some of his friends. So he gets home and he's pretty buzzed. So we got drunk snoring John, not sober snoring John.
Oh,
and are you ready for this? So same situation happens to him, I guess, on Monday night. He goes home. He's all buzzed. He falls asleep in front of the television and he starts snoring. She records it and he reluctantly but sends me the MP3 of this yesterday. Are you ready for this?
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay, now, this is not doctored. This is not doctored in any way, shape, or form. She doesn't know how to edit.
That's who's haunting the house in Douglasville.
All right, it gets way worse than that.
Oh, my God.
This sounds like a sick cat.
You got a furball.
Oh
my God.
Oh, like the Exorcist. Oh my God, she still married him?
She married him. Once they have two kids, the kids complain. The kids complain because they can't sleep at night because of that.
Because I used to hear my father snoring at from down the hall in his bedroom, but no, this guy, that's the worst I've ever heard.
If I heard that in my house, I would get a bat. I would get a bat. I would tell Jessica to call 911 and get in the closet, and I would go looking.
Oh, my God.
404-741-1005. Can you imagine? Now you understand why for a year she's like, I can't sleep in the same room as you. Now he's in the guest room for a year and still waking her up because he's so loud.
I wish. For $20,162. What is that?
Oh, God.
It's like somebody's cutting the throat of a kangaroo.
It sounds like an animal.
Yeah.
Like a dying animal. Oh, my God. That is awful. I can't believe she knew that and she still married him. That'd be a deal breaker in my world. That would be a deal breaker. Like, I am so in love with you, but I am never, ever, ever going to marry you if you snore like that.
I could actually see living in separate apartments because you're so in love with the guy and he's so right for you in every way, except he's got this.
In different states.
Yeah, two homes.
Unreal.
Two-home household.
That is not doctored. That is not doctored or edited in any way.
Unbelievable.
Dang.
Good morning, Joy. Hey. You're on The Bird Show. Hi.
My husband sounds just like that and worse sometimes. So what I've done is I've recorded him in the middle of the night when he's snoring like that. So now every time he snores and wakes me up, I have to get up out of bed and I go push play and put it right in his ear and wake him up.
Oh, you're kidding.
And that's what I do.
That's so exhausting.
But that'd be like an every night thing. Like,
it makes me so mad. I've been with him for 6 years. It makes me furious because he's sleeping.
Why?
He's snoring loud. Any room he goes into, I can hear him.
But why are you mad? You can't get mad at him.
Well, I mean, you can get mad,
it's upsetting when every night you don't get to sleep because he's sleeping and snoring and waking up the house.
You got that sleep deprivation thing going on. Yeah. You just snap.
But I think she needs some practical advice because I think being retaliation is not what we're looking for.
Right.
You know, but I do understand the anger.
Those Breathe Right strips seem to help for a little while, but I don't know. He's worked his way around those.
How many does he have on his nose at the time to fix that?
Unbelievable.
That ain't coming from the nose.
Oh, my God. That is awful.
That's a dog.
That's an animal.
No, that's my boy.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, Bridget. Is this Bridget?
No.
Who is this?
Ricky.
What's going on?
Not much. I was just calling because I was married to a snorer for 13 years.
Okay.
And he had sleep studies done, and he had sleep apnea, and they put a CPAP machine, which forces air down your throat, that he can sleep with, and that would help her be able to sleep with him.
Now, I thought sleep apnea was when you stop breathing when you fell asleep.
It is, but this is a tube that you sleep with. It looks like a mask. It forces air down your throat so that you can breathe easier.
So you have to sleep with this thing in your mouth?
It's a mask, like an oxygen mask, and it forces air down your throat and opens up your throat so that you can breathe.
And what's it called? But
it's a CPAP.
CPAP.
C-P-A-P. Machine. It has to do with sleep apnea.
Okay.
My ex-husband would stop breathing a couple of minutes
this
every
guy's breathing.
Hour.
I certainly understand why he's your ex-husband, for sure.
And when you you need to tell her when she's ordering the PAP to be sure and call it the CPAP because that's too dangerously close.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Can you order those in the mail?
Yeah, I mean, just the word PAP just makes me cringe.
Hi.
Hey, Teresa.
Hi. I work for an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Number one, you can't order a CPAP machine through the mail. It has to come through, be ordered by your doctor.
Thank goodness.
Number two, he's got a serious medical problem, and he needs to see an ear, nose, and throat doctor. There are different things that can be done for him.
Mm-hmm.
He may need surgery to help with that. He may need a CPAP machine, but from the sounds of that, he's not having sleep apnea because there's no...
He's breathing.
Because I had, right after my surgery that night, I had suffered a little sleep apnea, and it wakes you up. Like, when you fall asleep, if you have sleep apnea, the fact that you're not breathing anymore actually wakes you up.
Well, you can hear him kind of like, you can hear him come out of it and then kind of go back into it.
he's asleep the whole time. Oh, my God.
That is unreal. I can't believe that's a human.
my God. That is gross. It's gross. Ah!
That is bizarre.
No way.
It's like, I don't know what it is. It's sick.
It is sick.
Oh, well.
Has he ever been to a doctor for it?
I don't think so.
Oh, I can't believe
that. I can't believe that either.
And how long have they been married?
Well, they got married around the same time Stacey and I did. So seven years now. Yeah.
I think the next morning after the first night sleeping with him, I would have taken him by the hand and driven him to the doctor.
Good morning, Makita.
Or to his own apartment.
Or to his own, exactly.
Oh, my God. Could y'all stop playing that? It's making me gag. I've
probably
gagged like three times in the car already.
It is nasty.
All I can see is like the cartoons, you know, in the cartoons where you start snoring in the couch and all the furniture comes right up to the nose and then you breathe out and it goes back.
Oh, my God. He's going to lose a kid. He's going to suck a kid right up in there.
So the consensus was he needs to go to the doctor, I think, is what to tell his wife.
Or get one of those. What was it, a pap smear machines?
No.
Oh,
yeah, don't do a pap smear on him.
Oh.
Ooh, CPAP. But he's got to go to the doctor for that.
The Bird Show.